Welcome to Season 2, Episode 10 of Misanthrope Radio. Happy Mother's Day. It's one of the few fucking bullshit chocolate and fucking greeting card holidays that I actually take seriously. Why, you may ask? I'm very thankful to my mom. And you should be too. A lot of us had fucked up mothers. But as you get older, you realize they're just people too. And they were doing the best they fucking could with the hand that they'd been dealt. You know, it's really hard to remember when you're young that your mom is just a fucking person too. In a lot of ways, in a lot of times, she's just a fucking kid who's trying to figure it out on the fly. Moms make a lot of mistakes. But I truly believe, for the most part, they're trying the best they can. While I detest the fucking chocolate and greeting card fucking holidays, I typically take Mother's Day a little more seriously than most people do. And it's one of those days that you go and you do the shit you're supposed to do, and you honor your mother in a way that she is comfortable with. Most moms don't want to be fussed over, or made over, or have anything big or elaborate done for them.
Just come over and mow the lawn. Why don't you just fix my mailbox, honey?
People typically take their mom out to eat for dinner, and then do odds and ends around the house in order to, you know, make her happy. It gets some shit off of her plate, and it also makes you feel good because you did something to fucking recognize your mom. But that's bullshit. Mothers are people, too. They want to fucking feel special. They want to know that you really deeply appreciate what they did for you, what they gave up for you, what they sacrificed for you, bringing you into this world and, you know, not letting you die. With that thought in mind, I thought it would be a good idea to utilize this platform of Misanthrope Radio to recognize all mothers everywhere and show appreciation for what they did, and more specifically, what they didn't do. So what I've done here is I've put together a few little audio clips. Call them PSAs. If you're old enough to remember actually listening to the fucking radio, they had public service announcements from the radio station or, you know, different businesses or entities around the area, and they would put out some kind of little audiogram, either teaching a lesson or thanking a thankless group of people. I thought that's what I would do here today. And I have to say, without tooting my own horn, they're pretty fucking good. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you about 1 to 2 seconds of silence, and I'm going to bring the music up, and then I'm going to play the little public service announcement from you and Misanthrope Radio. Unfortunately, I don't have anyone with a really fucking great voice to voice this, so you're stuck with me. All right, let's do it. Roll the music. Mother, the word for God on the lips and hearts of children. Mother, a thankless job. Happy Mother's Day to all moms. Thank you for your endless love, strength, and sacrifices. Today, take a moment to celebrate you. You deserve it. On behalf of Misanthrope Radio and all of us everywhere, thank you, Mom, for not swallowing me. That was pretty fucking good, right? I know. Okay, let's do another one here real quick. Mothers, your endless love, sleepless nights, and silent sacrifices built our world. On Mother's Day, we see you. We feel you, and we thank you with all of our hearts. Do something nice for your mother this Mother's Day. Give her number to a pervert.
Hello? Hello?
What color are your fucking panties? I can smell your fucking cunt, whore.
I am someone's mother. How dare you speak to me in that way? Go on.
Shit, aren't you? Tell me all about your panties. Don't leave out any details. Talk to me about your fucking panties.
On behalf of Misanthrope Radio and everyone everywhere, happy Mother's Day, Mom. That one was pretty good too, right? I fucking know. I'm really good at this fucking emotional, heartfelt gratitude thing. You gotta admit, I know what the fuck I'm doing. Okay, here's another one. Mothers, through every tear, every sacrifice and every unspoken prayer, your boundless love shaped our hearts and our lives. On this Mother's Day, we see your quiet strength, feel your endless devotion, and we want to say thank you from the bottom of our hearts for never saying no, you dirty fucking whore. On behalf of Misanthrope Radio and everyone everywhere, happy Mother's Day, Mom. Right? Listen, I'm leaving a little bit of fucking space in between each one of these vignettes so you can take your podcasting app and you can cue it up right to the moment, right before I start one of these little PSAs, and you can play it for your mom, because not all of us are as loquacious as I am. Not everyone has the gift of gab. Not everyone has the ability to put in words the things that they feel. That's why I'm here. Your boy Lorenzo's got you. Misanthrope Radio has got your fucking back when it comes to shit like Mother's Day. Okay? I've got another one here. Check this one out. I think that this one is top tier. Mother, in every hidden tear, every selfless sacrifice, and every whispered prayer through exhaustion, your infinite love forged our souls and carried our dreams. On Mother's Day, we see your unbreakable heart, feel the depth of your devotion. Biologically speaking, we may just be a grunt and a squirt that you allowed to fester and gestate until you vaginally shed us out. But without your willingness to fuck on the first date, Mom, we wouldn't be here today. On behalf of Misanthrope Radio and everyone everywhere, happy Mother's Day. I accept donations via email, by the way. If you're just overcome with fucking emotion and you want to send me a few bucks in order to make yourself feel better about taking this wonderful gift that I've just handed you and presenting it to your mom like it was your idea, I don't have any ego in this. I don't have a dog in the fight. You know what I mean? What I'm trying to do is convey to you how important a day like Mother's Day is, and how you can't just let it go unnoticed, and you cannot allow yourself to fucking celebrate it the way you have been. I know what you've been doing, motherfucker, because I did the same thing. You're going to show up over there, you're going to mow her fucking lawn, you're going to maybe grill some fucking chicken or something like that, and you're just going to hang out with her for the day. And if your mother's anything like mine, she's going to say something like this.
Oh, I'm just so glad that you're over here to spend the day with me. What a tremendous treat. I love Mother's Day because I get you all to myself.
She doesn't fucking mean that. Of course she doesn't. Mothers are people too. Yeah, she wants to see you and spend time with you, but she'd also like to have her day recognized in a way that not everyone else is recognizing their mothers. She wants to be able to go to work or the fucking water exercises at the YMCA the next morning and tell them what a beautiful fucking gesture you made for her. On Mother's Day, I see your silent strength, feel your infinite devotion, and we want to say thank you from the bottom of our hearts for letting our fathers hit it raw. On behalf of Misanthrope Radio and everyone everywhere, thank you, Mom. And happy Mother's Day. You don't have the ability or the skill set to do that, so allow me to do it for you. Tell her that you had it commissioned for her, and bask in the fucking praise and the feeling of accomplishment that you will get presenting my work as your own. Here's another one. Mother, you are my sanctuary, my biggest fan, my guiding light, my very world. Wrapped in my eternal love, accept this as a gift from me to you. You are cherished beyond all measure. Thank you, Mom, for having a clown car vagina instead of being the throat goat. Your willingness to take that dick is the reason I'm here today. On behalf of Misanthrope Radio and everyone everywhere, happy Mother's Day, Mom. You see what I'm saying? It's like, how has there ever really been a fucking Mother's Day before I came along? Mother's Day before I came along was bullshit. You're going to look back on every other Mother's Day you've ever celebrated and realize that it paled in comparison to this one. I have handed you custom-crafted, heartfelt thanks that you can present to your mom on this very, very special day. Again, what you do is you queue up your podcasting app to the second of silence that I leave right before one of these vignettes, and then you play it on your phone for her and watch her just melt with gratitude. Watch her just fucking melt with pride at having raised someone so thoughtful as to recognize her for not only what she's done for you lately, but what she did before you were even born. Mother's gotta fucking be celebrated properly, man. We collectively do a shit job at this holiday, and I'm doing my part to make it special from here on out. All right, on to the next segment.
Segment two.
Everything's so fucking expensive. Have you noticed? How can you not? Everything is so fucking high. And depending on who you ask, you're going to get different fucking answers. If you ask a tinfoil hat motherfucker like me why everything is so expensive, I'm gonna tell you that it's the fucking corporations gouging us.
Well, no, Lorenzo, of course they're not gouging us. It's supply and demand, and there's all kinds of factors that go into that, and oil prices and fucking with Iran.
Okay, yeah, you're not wrong, but if we only get 20% of our fucking oil through the Straits of Hormuz, why has gasoline gone up 54%? I guess that's the explanation I'm looking for. If we only get 20% of our fucking oil through the Straits of Hormuz, why is gas up 54%? Why is diesel up 61% if only 20% of the fucking oil comes through the Straits of Hormuz?
Well, you see, Lorenzo, they're playing the futures game. You understand? They're a little jittery because of the futures.
That's just another fucking word for opportunism. Anyway, I don't want to go down this road. I don't want to take a fucking side. I have a foil hat that says that our corporations are in fact gouging us. They're not raising their prices the bare minimum that they have to in order to stay in operation for the American people. Of course they're fucking not. They're using this as an opportunity to fucking gain a little bit more margin. Okay? Yes, they have to raise their prices. Do they have to raise them 54%? No. No, they don't. Anyway, I'm not here to take a fucking side on that. I sat down here tonight to talk about how times have gotten fucking hard. You know, I'm making more money right now than I've ever made in my life, and somehow I'm still living paycheck to paycheck. So I've had to fucking diversify. You know, the great thing about getting a fucking education in my youth and having a degree in my pocket is I can do things when times get hard that I don't necessarily want to have to fucking do. I've been picking up extra fucking money doing odd jobs. I say odd jobs, the educated version of odd jobs. I've been picking up extra money doing educated odd jobs in order to fucking keep food on the table and gas in the old fucking truck. Sometimes you just gotta fucking hold your nose and do it. I don't want to spend my time working an extra job in order to make ends meet, but what are you gonna fucking do? What opportunities do I have? Well, I have to use my fucking brain. Well, since I'm not a reasonably attractive woman, I can't get on the fucking stripper pole or do OnlyFans. So I have to actually make an honest day's living using my intellect. So a long time ago, a person that I know offered me the opportunity to be one of those phone-in grief counselors. I am qualified to do it. The pay isn't great, but times are fucking hard. You gotta suck the fucking corporate dick any way you can in order to get ahead. And, you know, it's me, your old buddy Lorenzo, Misanthrope Radio 2.0. So, of course, I have a natural curiosity about people. Of course I do. And I legitimately want to help anyone I can. Thank you for calling Riverside Crisis Hotline. My name's Lorenzo. How can I help you?
My name is Cynthia, and I just really need someone to talk to. I'm fucking struggling.
That's what I'm here for. I'm here for you to help you through this trying time. Tell me, Cynthia, what's going on? Stop the tape. You see how empathetic I sound? I'm like the fucking best counselor of all time. Okay, back to the tape.
I just feel so weird calling and talking to somebody I don't know about this, but I'm about to lose my fucking mind. I don't even know if I should be bothering you. Maybe I should just go. But at the same time, how can I convey to you who I am? You don't know me. You don't know my story.
It's meth and dicks, isn't it, Cynthia? It's always meth and dicks. When somebody says they don't know their fucking story, it's really meth and dicks. It's 100% of the time meth and dicks.
Oh my God, I can't believe you just said that. Of course it's, I mean, some meth and dicks, but, like, that's not all of it. You don't even really fucking know me, and you sound like you don't even care.
You're right, Cynthia. I don't fucking care. I'm here moonlighting because the economy's shit. Are you gonna give me your fucking problems and let me help you, or are you just gonna fucking sit there and judge me, you fucking stupid whore? Give me your fucking problems before I snap your neck. In fairness, I don't mind admitting that that did not go well. You can't fucking hit a home run every time. You know what I mean? Sometimes you're gonna fucking swing and miss. That's what happened with Cynthia. I hope she's okay. Let's move on to the next caller so I can show you what a fucking fantastic therapist I am. Maybe I've missed my calling. Thank you for calling Riverside Crisis Response Line. My name is Lorenzo. Tell me about your trauma.
I've just been super depressed, man. I don't know if I can keep going on this way.
Really? What's your name, buddy?
My name is Chris.
Chris, nice to meet you. What do you mean by depressed?
I'm to the point in my life where I'm having a hard time even getting out of bed. It seems like all I do is work and sleep and work and sleep, and then I got this girlfriend that's always after me to go ahead and marry her, and I've got my fucking mom living with me, and my dad's an invalid due to falling off a ladder a few years back while he's drinking. I just don't know that I can continue like this in this way, but I don't see a way to break the cycle.
I understand.
And then as it turns out, I've lost all my fucking hair. I've had coronavirus 14 fucking times, Lorenzo. To the point where now my body's so tore up from coughing all the time that I shit my pants at least once a week, and when I'm not shitting my pants, I've got a steady stream of blood coming out of my butt. Are you laughing at me, son of a bitch?
I'm sorry, man. Listen. Here's the thing. I'm sitting here fucking listening to this litany of fucking problems that you have, and I keep thinking to myself, and it won't leave my fucking head. The solution for you is obvious. A guy with your problems should probably fucking drink more.
That's your solution? The crisis hotline solution is that I ought to drink more? I'll have you know I'm a recovering alcoholic.
Fucking course you are. Let's just fucking add that onto the list. You fucking parents living with you. You got some fucking nagging broad. You're bleeding out your fucking ass. You're shitting yourself all the fucking time. You're bald. And, of course, you're a fucking alcoholic. Jesus Christ, bro.
I don't see what the fuck is so funny.
What's so funny is that you're the biggest fucking pussy I've ever talked to since I've been doing this fucking job. Why don't you fucking man up and handle your responsibilities or fall off a fucking building? The world doesn't have time for pussy-ass men, Chris. Man the fuck up or take yourself out of the fucking gene pool and stop fucking wasting our air. Just fucking end it all. Just fucking pass away, you fucking panty-waist crybaby cunt. Call in the fucking crisis helpline. You're not in crisis. You're just a fucking wuss. Hey, Chris, I think he hung up. You see what I'm saying? I was born to fucking be a therapist. I was literally born for this. Listening to people's problems, making them feel heard, and then giving them real-world solutions that they can fucking carry with them and integrate into their daily lives. Crisis prevention, crisis mitigation, Lorenzo's Crisis Mitigation Services. I should start my own business. God damn, I'm good at this. Riverside Crisis Prevention, this is Lorenzo. Tell me about your trauma.
I just can't take it anymore. I just can't fucking take it anymore. I just can't take all the yelling anymore.
Sir, calm down. What's your name?
My name is Phil. My name is Philip, and I can't take it anymore, not a second fucking longer.
Who the fuck you talking to in there, Philip? Who the fuck you talking to in there? Pussy-ass fuckboy, son of a bitch. Come out here and face the fucking music, Philip.
You hear her yelling at me? I can't fucking take it anymore. I can't take it anymore, Lorenzo.
What exactly is going on, Philip? It sounds like you've got some lady on the other side of a door or something yelling at you. What's happening?
This is what she does. I come home after a long day at work, and she's been sitting here drinking all fucking day. And she's just waiting for me to get home so she can start the abuse. So she can start yelling at me and degrading me.
Go ahead and call your therapist, you pussy ass. you fuckboy, you bow-legged, ratty-ass, fucking sway-back third-world bitch.
I know that this feels like the fucking world is ending for you right now, Phil, but I can tell you there's an easy solution. There's an easy solution to this, Phil. The solution you've had in the palm of your hand from the very beginning, Philip. You've always had the power to affect change.
What do I do? I don't know what to do. Lorenzo, tell me what to do.
I want you to stand up to your full height, Phil. Stand up with your shoulders back and your chest out and your chin up. And I want you to remember that you're a man, that you're a white American man, and that you're a fucking monster. In the history of the world, there has never been a fucking race of people so feared as the white American man. That's what you are, Philip. That's who you are at your core. You don't just look like that man in the mirror. That's who you actually are. Inside you is a fucking monster, and it's time to let him out.
I think you're right. I can feel the fucking blood. I can feel the fucking blood and the anger and the fucking rage working up inside me.
That's exactly right. You fucking harness that rage, bro. Harness that rage, open that door, and break that bitch's jaw.
Yeah!
Put me on speaker, Philip, so I can fucking hear it too. Yeah, dude, give it to her. Fucking beat her ass. Beat that bitch's ass. Beat that bitch's ass, Philip. Fuck yeah, fuck yeah.
I did it, Lorenzo. I beat the shit out of that fucking broad, that fucking carrot. I beat the shit out of her. You should see her right now. She's in a pool of her own blood and piss on the ground.
Go out into the world, the monster that you fucking are, and tame that world. Don't let that fucking world tame you. Now, I'm going to move on to the next fucking caller, but before you fucking hang up, dude, there's going to be a survey, and I want you to tell these motherfuckers here at Riverside how powerful you are now because of the help that I gave you today. Can you do that for me, Philip?
I got you, man. I got you. You've changed my fucking life, Lorenzo.
You're fucking A-right I have. Kick her in her fucking pussy one good time for me. Changing lives one crisis at a time. It was Riverside Crisis Center's lucky fucking day when I came on the payroll. The cost of everything being up forced me into this situation where I needed to moonlight a little bit in order to make ends meet. But I gotta be honest with you, I don't regret it. I'm built for this job. Helping people. It's what I do. Communicating with people. It's what I do. Being a helping hand in someone else's time of need. It's what Misanthrope Radio is all about, right? All right, on to the next segment.
Segment 3.
That's going to pretty much do it for this episode of Misanthrope Radio. You're kind of catching me in a period of transition here. No, I'm not fucking becoming a chick. What I mean is I'm really brainstorming and trying to reimagine how I want Misanthrope Radio to sound moving forward. Today, I don't know if you've noticed, but I kind of got rid of the music bed, and I got rid of a lot of the big bombastic openers and closers and sound effects and stuff like that in favor of a more stark and kind of stripped-down approach. I'm not sure I like it. We'll see. But anyway, it's an evolving and developing thing. I don't know what Misanthrope Radio is going to sound like moving forward. I'm trying this out. If you dig this or you find yourself missing the stuff that I have been doing up to this point, talking over a tonal fucking mellow music bed and stuff like that, let me know if you have an opinion one way or the other, and I'll take that into account. I'm just constantly trying to fucking improve. You know what I mean? I'm not sure this is an improvement, but we'll see. Okay, until next time.